Holding Mem Zion Amud Beis. Good morning, good morning. Holding Mem Zion Amud Beis. About 15 lines in the bottom. Amar B'yosi, Katan Hamutal Ba'arisa. You have a baby who's in his crib. Mizamnin Alav, you're allowed to use him for a Zimun. This says the Gemara, but we had a Mishnah. Our Mishnah states not like that. You cannot use them for a minion. Answers the Gemara, you're right. But who the Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi? He paskins like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Alpha Bisha Amru Katan Amutal Barusa, Ein Mezamnin Alav, even though they say that you cannot use them for Zimun, nevertheless, Aval Oisin Oisai Snifla Asara. But you can use him as a tenth man to get to 10 in order for you to say Elokeinu. And like Rabbi Langston asked, we do not paskin like this. Nine and an Eved you could be Mitztaref. You could be Mitztaref, and Eved is the tenth man. Questions the Gemara. Famous Gemara, Meisei, Meisei Barabi Elazar, Shenichnas Lebeis HaKnesses. There was a story with once Rabbi Elazar went into a shul. V'loi Matza Asar, and he did not find 10 people. V'shicher Avdoi, and he freed his slave. This week's parasha, all about slaves. Slavery is not anti. As long as you treat your slaves properly, then we're not anti-slavery. V'hishlimu la'asara, and they made it up to 10. So we see that he had to free his slave in order to be a 10th man. He didn't allow his slave just to be the 10th man just like that. And the Gemara, so we see shichur, and he freed him. That's what he needed to do. Lo shichur, but if he didn't free him, lo, it would not have worked.
At that point in time, when you free a slave, doesn't he have to go to the mikveh or undergo some procedure?
No.
He's not a full Jew before while he's an Eved.
True.
What makes him a
he full was already, Jew? He was already went to the mikveh. In order to even become an Eved, you went through a mikveh. All you need is the shtar shachar. So the Gemara says trei it's trichule it's trei trichule. In that case over there they were only up to 8. So he had 2 slaves with him. So he freed the first slave. Then they were up to 9, and then the second one shichur chad v'nafik b'chad. It was yotzi with the last. The 10th man was also an eved. The Gemara says, how is he allowed to free a slave? Good morning, good morning. How is he allowed to free a slave? Says the Gemara. V'hechi avadachi. V'ham Rabbi Yehuda kol meshacher avdai over ba'asei. Anybody who frees a slave violates a itzur dioraisa. As it states, she'nemer lo'oilam behem tavaydi. You shall always enslave them. You're not allowed to free your slaves. The Gemara answers, l'dvar mitzvah shiny. For something that is a mitzvah, it is different. Now, here, the Gemara takes sort of like a step, a mitzvah hababa averihi. Aye, it's a mitzvah hababa avera. Now, what was the Gemara's answer? The dvar mitzvah shiny. The dvar mitzvah shiny obviously was the avera doesn't apply there. Not, oh, you're allowed to do an avera. So that step is quite troublesome. And the Gemara's answer is even harder to understand. Mitzvah derabim shiny. It's a mitzvah of rabim. What, you're allowed to do an avera to get a mitzvah? If people need it, then you could drive to shul. What happens if you're holding by 8 people on Shabbos afternoon? So call somebody and have them drive over. He said, I'm not coming to shul. It's too cold. Or it's too rainy. Or it's too hot. Or it's too sunny. All these excuses we hear all the time. Or it's too Shabbosy. So or whatever. So what do you do then? You say, no problem. Take your car. I don't really understand the Shaka Vatari, the Gemara. Elsewhere, the Gemara does not have this last step. It just says, mitzvah derabim shiny, meaning that the avera does not apply in this case. Not that it's an avera, and it's taka mitzvah baba avera, but it's just that we're going to override it. It's very interesting. I see here there's a huge agoy sabach. Yeah, that goes back to there are other cases in Shas where we free an Eved. For example, if they can't get married for whatever reason. So we free them in order that they should become a full-fledged Jew and then they would be able to get married. There's no mitzvah derabim over there. There we can answer that there's a different heter called mitzvah rabba, a great mitzvah of peruvu. So I guess he's just honing in on the mitzvah derabim.
He writes down here in the notes, a mitzvah that is performed by a large group of people overrides a commandment that applies to only to an individual. even where the public mitzvah is rabbinic, and the personal commandment is biblical.
So that's what I'm asking. So, like, yeah. So, but what does that mean? Like, could you drive on Shabbos, or is that considered a commandment for a bunch of people?
It's low level, maybe a lower level.
Yeah. So that's what I would have said, like, originally. But then, what's the Gemara's question of mitzvah baba avera?
It's not a regular mitzvah.
In other words,
it's not a regular avera.
So mitzvah derabim shiny. I'm just going through this avol zeh ein edah ikah hasam dafim. I'm just going through this berach over here. I don't know what the Bach took so long to answer this. All the way at the end, he says what I said, that it's a mitzvah rabba. That's already a tesis. I'm surprised that it took. It's funny when you see that. Okay, I think we'll just leave it at that.
Others explain that the Gemara's answer is meaning that in this particular case, the prohibition against being a slave did not apply.
Right.
Because the Torah forbidden only one to eventuate a slave only if he expresses gifts of kindness.
Right, okay, so I guess I'm just understanding the Gemara in pieces. As soon as the Gemara answered that, when the Gemara answered, that it's mutter to do in this case, I understood that the Isser does not apply in this case. So that's why I was thrown off by the Gemara's question. So it's a mitzvah baba avera? Well, that was the Gemara's answer. So then the Gemara's next step is it's a mitzvah derabim, meaning it's specifically a mitzvah derabim, the avera doesn't apply in this case. Not that. So who says that?
Rosh.
That's what they're bringing from the Rosh? Yeah, because that's the way I was.
Ramban.
Yes, that's the way I was understanding Mitchila. So we're going to go with that. That the Gemara's answer is that a mitzvah doesn't apply in this case. That's how I understood the Gemara Mitchila. Then the Gemara's question is, it's a mitzvah of Avera, meaning the Gemara, either the Gemara says, but it's not, it's still an Avera, to which the Gemara says, no, mitzvah derabim, going back to our first teretz, meaning it is a mitzvah that overrides that other mitzvah, not as because the mitzvah of Avera, but that other mitzvah doesn't apply here. The isser of freeing your slave is not an isser if you're going to get something out of it.
There's something else over here, too, that's a little difficult to understand. The isser is the oraisa.
Yeah.
But the mitzvah of davening with a minion is the rabbonah.
Right, so the way I'm explaining it, it's not fair, because the isser of freeing your slave is only an isser if you don't get anything out of it. But if I get something out of it, then it's not an isser. Now, I can get anything out of it. I can get, imagine I can get a massive windfall. Let's say I would get $1 billion. That would also be, because I'm not freeing him for nothing. I'm getting something out of it. So the Gemara first says, well, it's only a mitzvah, so it's still a mitzvah baba avera. You're still over violating avera. The Gemara says, no, a mitzvah derabim, Shaina, you're getting a mitzvah derabim, and therefore it's,
you're getting something
out of it, and therefore you're not having a thing, right? That's the way I'm understanding the back and forth of the Gemara.
Yeah, what you're saying, how if it was just for personal, it wouldn't be a benefit. That's, they bring that down to some sort of
that. Here, okay. So let's go on. It is a difficult chunk of a tariff. A person should always get up early to go to the base medrash, so that he should be zeicha v'yimna, and he should be counted im asara harishenim, with the first ten people. Because even if 10 people come after him, kibel alav schar kulam, he is mekabel all of their schar. The Gemara says he gets their schar kulam. They don't get any schar. No, they give him schar keneged, corresponding to everybody that's there. Meaning, the number one guy gets a equivalent schar to everybody who comes after him. So you just have to chesh in that ois, because number 10 guy gets everybody after him. So number 9 gets everybody after him plus the number 10s. 8 gets everybody after him plus the number 9 and the number 10s. So this is, for the first guy to come to the minyan, there is a massive, there's a massive reward. There's a couple times that I try to be makbid on it. I try to be makbid as much as possible, but a couple times, especially on Rosh Hashanah, because, first of all, it's a great day to get it. But second of all, you have a 7-hour davening, and it's the one time a year that a lot of people are really getting concentrating. So there are a lot of people are getting schar specifically for that day. Plus, you have a Rosh Hashanah, you have the Kishavah. So you get that's an important day to be makbid on it. And I'm giving away the secret, so we can't daven in the same minyan. And Another thing that I always think about is, let's say I'm davening in this minyan. So because we're here early, so we are over the first 10. What happens if you have to go outside to get your tefillin? So here I was number one, and then I went out. Did I lose my space in line? So sometimes I'm like leaning out to get my tefillin, and just to keep my space in line. I don't know if you lose it if you step out, or during davening, let's say you step out for a minute. Let's say during Rosh Hashanah. You know, you got there 3 hours early, beat everybody else, but then you had to go to the bathroom right during Pesukah Dezimra. So you got like one Kaddish. But, and you have no sleep Rosh Hashanah night. So I don't, I always think about these things. But I try to get what you could. Sha'afilu meba ma'achar, even 100 people, you get the schar and I get kulam. Amar Rav Huna, tisha va'arayn mitzdarifin. The 9 and an aron. This is where we get this thing that a chumash is mitzdarif. But the mice, we don't pass like this. Some people say it over because they learned this Gemara, and that's where the myth, it's not a myth, we just don't pass like it. But Tisha va'aron is mitzdarifin. Tisha and the aron, and with Sefer Torah in it, is mitzdarifin. Amar le Rav Nachman, va'aron gavra, who is the aron, a person. Ella amar Rav Huna, Tisha nirin ka'asara mitzdarifin. 9 people that look like 10 are mitzdarif. Some say, what does that mean, 9 that look like 10? Amrila ki mekanfi, but amrila ki mevadri. Some say it's when they're gathered close together, so it's hard to count. And some say no, when it's spread further apart, that's when it's hard to count. So if you have them at different corners of the shul. Amar Rabbi Ami. Well, we don't pass like this anyway, so. Yeah, we don't, what? That's because he was more, real to them over there.
Well,
yeah, but he's not as real as he was to them. Otherwise, we wouldn't.
We should count the R on the.
No, that we don't pass him like.
Well, then we should just count that as a test.
That's what I'm saying. He's not as real to us as he was to them.
What if he is? Then it's okay?
Yeah.
It's okay to count.
If he's as real to you as the Shvatim, then it's okay to count. Amar Rabbi Ami. Amar Rabbi Ami. Shnayim v'Shabbos mitzdarfin. On Shabbos, you only need 2 people to make a zimun. Amalei Rav Nachman, Shabbos gavra, who is Shabbos a person. Elo amar Rav Ami, shnei tamid hachamim machadetim ze'ezeb halacha. 2 tamid hachamim that are always fighting in halacha, they are like 3 mitzdarfin. Machvi Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda pointed out, we don't pass on that either, no. Kigoyin anav Rav Sheshes, and Machvi Rav Sheshes, kigoyin anav Rav Chizda. And both of them said, an example of this would be like, myself and Rav Chista, or the kids, they were chavrusas, and they were both saying that we would be a valid example of this. What would be the pshat in this? The pshat is because they're mitzaref with the halacha, with the Torah that goes on, and it's very interesting because. What's the pshat of this? Because, you know, we have to understand, just to give a drop of an explanation over here, but just to understand what we do. You see, Torah is not just a body of knowledge, and it's called Torah, like mathematics. We understand mathematics is 1 plus 1 equals 2, and we put that in a book, and then we do 2 minus 1 equals 1, so we have the pluses, the minuses, fractions, geometry, and we have, dividends, and all these things, you put them in a book, and that's the body of knowledge called mathematics. Torah is not like that, it's not a body of knowledge called Torah, and you put in Yavamis, and Ksubis, and Adarim. Torah is an actual physical metzias. There is a body of, and when Hashem lets you be mechavet tesis, something goes in your head. And you're mechavan to tesis. We have in this week's parish, Unklus, became a ger, and because he wasn't able to understand Torah before he became a Jew, and he was an incredibly smart person, he wasn't able to get it. Now, you could try to tell them laws, but they're getting the laws, they're not getting the Torah Shabbai. So there's a lot of depth to this, but in a nutshell, when 2 Talmid Chacham are learning Torah, the body of Torah comes down, and therefore that's what he's saying, you can count them as 3. There is the 2 Talmid Chachamim and the actual physical Matthias. The Gemara says that there was a lady weeping when one of the Amoraim died. We'll get to it in Maseches Chagiga. And who was she? She was Maseches Chagiga. It's a person. It's a being. It's a physical, material thing. And it takes time to wrap your mind around the concept. But there is the that's what it means over here, that you can, if they're middle of learning, you can, it's like there's three people there. Okay, Machvi Rav Chizda, Rashi does not say that, but that's the pshat. Machvi Rav Chizda, yeah, we saw that. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, katan pireach mizamnin alav, a katan, a child, who is pireach, who is already hitting puberty. So he is not yet 13, but his body is undergoing changes. Pireach means like sprouting. So you're allowed to use him for a minion. For a zimun. Tani Nami Yach, we have a price like this. Also, we don't pass like this. Katan Shehevi Shtei Cyrus, Mizamin and Alav, you're allowed to use him for a zimun. Vishalohevi Shtei Cyrus, Ain Mizamin and Alav. The Ain Medaktikin Bekatan. But then it says, we don't really care about if he's Bar Mitzvah yet. Hagufakash, you told me Amrit Hevi Shtei Cyrus and Lohevi Shtei Cyrus, Lohevi Loi. You told me that if he brings two hairs, then you could bring, you could use him. If he doesn't, he can't. And then you told us Vahadatani Ain Medaktikin Bekatan. And then you said that you don't really care. Lasuyemai, what does that mean? You don't really care. Lav lasuye katan perach. That includes somebody under 13 who started to undergo puberty. So the first part of the Bible says that if he's over 13, he has to start undergoing puberty. But the second part says that if he's under 13, he doesn't. If he's under 13, but he's going through puberty, then that's enough. So bikitzer, in both cases, puberty is what counts, not the age. However, the halacha we paskin that as soon as you are 13, we assume that you have been going through puberty. And therefore, we specifically don't check. What? Yeah, but we don't check. Specifically, don't check. What?
I think I asked you this.
Right. So, like I told you once, there was my brother-in-law was by a mikvah, and a kid came over to him and said, could you check me out? Because my father wants Adis, that I'm a gadol. Okay. There are interesting people on the planet. And halacha does not follow any of these halachas. The halacha doesn't follow. You don't even need the kid to go through puberty, says the Gemara. Rather, it says that a katan hayodeil lemi mevarchin, who knows to whom, who's aware of Hashem, he knows to whom we are making brachas to, mezamnin alav, you may use him for a zimun.
Yeah, we pass
like and we well, not really. We don't because usually we wait till the kid is bar mitzvah. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, "Katan shehigia lo'inas ha'pa'utos v'yadei l'mim varchen mezamnin alav mitzdafen b'in la'asara." However, the Ramah says v'yesh aimim te'ein mitzdafen asay klal at yehi ben shalish shalish
asay shalom.
But I don't.
Do use
the katan. I've never seen a katan be used, as to be honest. But it could be that there are some sfaradim that do it. Yeah. Ramah says v'chein noegin v'ein l'shanes. But l'maisa, I'll go put him Ashkenazim for sure, and that's how we paskin that you don't use it. You specifically only use a 13-year-old. But at 13, we have a chazaka. But I don't know if Sfarad didn't do it.
Asar Rishayim is only Bar Mitzvah?
Yeah. Because we're waiting for the Shekhinah to come. You're the one who brought down the Shekhinah. Okay. We saw that. Okay. The Gemara says a story with Abai and Rava. Abai and Rava have a Yasvi. Abai and Rava were little children. And they were sitting in front of Rabba. Haviyatvi came to Rabba. So whenever we have a Gemara, it's always Rabba, Abaya, and Rava. That's the order. Because Rabba was their Rebbe, Abaya was older, and Rava was younger. Amar Lehu, Rabba, Lami Mavarchin, who are we davening to? Who are we benching to? So these little kids said, Amar Lehu Rachmana to Hashem. Rachmana Hechi Yosef, where is Hashem? So I once asked Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, what do we tell kids where Hashem is? Like, you tell me Hashem is here, Hashem is truly everywhere. But then we say Hashem is in Shemayim. And we believe that, we were talking about the concepts of Ein Adam Vav and what Hashem is, and is Hashem a chair, and like, if Hashem is everywhere, is he in the chair? I mean, we were talking about things like that. So I was like, so just tell me what we should tell our kids. So he said, you tell the kids like this Gemara. He's in the sky. Yosef Rava, Achvi Lishmei Talala, he pointed to the ceiling. Abai Nafik Lebra, Abai went outside, and Achvi Klap Ishmaya, and he pointed to the sky. Amalei Rabba, Tarvaichu Rabbanan Havisu. Both of you will be Rabbanim. V'hainu da amri inchi boitzin boitzin mikatfeya yadiyah. And this is what some people say, boitzin boitzin, meaning, Rashi explains, these boitzin is a cucumber or a dalas or a melon. And it says from mikatfeya, from the time, the ketef, is the juice, the sraf, the sap of the tree as it's producing the fruits. So mikatfe, even from the baby stages, yadiyah, it's going to be noticeable which one is going to be a big melon. And so too, by the kids, we see when they are little kids already, we could see which little kids have the potential to grow up to be great people. So Rabbah was saying, wow, from the fact that you're little kids and you're already saying that, then I could see that both of you are going to grow up to be big people. And indeed they did, Abai Varava. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi was the one of the Yehuda already teaching little kids. That's a good point. I don't know if he was teaching them, but he was eating with them. Yeah, that's a good point. That's very interesting point. Wow, I didn't think of that. I hear very good. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Braid Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei Derav, Tisha Ochlu Dagon, Ve'echad Ochlu Yarek, Mitzdarfen. 9 people ate grain, like bread, and 1 person ate vegetables. You could join them up, and that's we do passing like that. You need 7 in the total. Amar Abzeir, boy, my name is Rav Yehuda. Shmoyne Mahu. What about 8? 8 and 2, or Shiva Mahu, 7 and 3. Amar Leishna, that doesn't make a difference, and that's not going to be asking. Shisha says the Gemara, Vate, let me buy it. That I'm not even going to ask. That's for sure no good. It's a good thing you didn't ask, because Shisha is for sure good. How some time am I going to Ikaruva? What's the pshat that 9 and 1 is good? Because you have Roiv. Hachanami Ikaruva. Here too, you have Roiv. The Ihu Sarah, however, the question, or the reason why he said it's for sure no good, and the reason why he didn't ask, is because Ruva Deminka being it, because you need a authoritative majority. You need a majority that's clear. And therefore, a minimum of 7 and 3 is what's mutter, and that's taka mutter. If you're eating 10 people together, let's say 10 people eating shalosh shodos, and 7 of them washed, 3 of them didn't, but they ate something, then you can go ahead and bench with an alokeinu.
Two ate bread?
I think you need all 3. Yeah. Because you don't have the Ruba de Minkar, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let's just see.
That's why we have this here.
But I'm pretty sure that's the halacha. Kufzad is Zion. So he's probably kedai to teach you a shochel dagan va'achal ve'echad achal kizayis yarchem sefen lahez ker hashem. That's the shev. I feel like we're in. Yeah. I feel like shiva achal dagan yarchem sefen avas shisha loy terubah demin kar be'inan. It just says this halacha over here. But yeah, I can't find it right now, but that's the halacha.
Mm. But by Zimun, you need
3 to wash. Have washed. Yeah. What?
You need the 3 to have
3 washed. 3 to wash, yeah. Okay. So it's always kedai, I guess, before the all day these days I'm getting questions on Zimun and brachas and everything, because everybody's learning daf yomi. So I should really prepare, like, the halachas of daf, like the halachas the Gemara talks about before. But first of all, I can't, because it's just like, this is the whole brachas coming up. And like, in one day, you got to learn, like, whole brachas harayach. And then for Shabbos, I'm going to have to learn the whole, chelik gimel zom. Just try to go regular. Okay. Ruben got Yanai Malko. So Yanai, the king and queen, were kricha rifta b'hadiyatadi. They were eating together a meal. Kricha rifta means they were breaking bread, but they were eating a meal together. Umidikata luhul rabbanim. Now Yanai had killed out all the rabbanim because they were not happy that he was king. They were his political opponents. They staged protests, and in true style of a good king, he killed them all out. Anybody who protested. So why were they protesting him? Because he was a kohen. And a kohen was not allowed to be king. You're only allowed to be king of Klal Yisrael if you are a. You're only allowed to be king if you are from the Chevet Yehuda. And I'm sorry. If I remember correctly, he was a Chashmonoi. First of all, the Chashmonoi were not allowed to be king either, so that was one problem. Yeah, so that was the problem. He was Matas Yehu.
He wasn't the first
Hashmonai. Right, he was not the first Hashmonai, but then he wanted also to be He wanted also to be the Kohen, I think. I think that was the issue. He wanted to be a Kohen. And so he was originally from Beis Chashmonai, so they were letting him be king because of that, but then he wanted to be the Kohen Gadol also. That's what happened. So he wanted to be the Kohen Gadol also. There you go. So they were against his appointing himself to being the Kohen Gadol. It's like if you can imagine certain presidents that suddenly decide they want to be the head of the Justice Department and the head of this and the head of that. So eventually it got to a point when people started to protest and he had them all killed. And there was literally no Rabbanim left. Now, it's an amazing thing is that he didn't know how to read. He didn't know how to bench. So, you see, nowadays we force everybody to go to school. And we force everybody, so everybody knows basic reading and basic skills. You're right, maybe not everybody's a scholar, but everybody has basic skills. But back then, there was no schools, there was no anything like that. It's very eye-opening into that society that he didn't have anybody to bench for them. And when we talk about Amoratzim of the time, it's also eye-opening to see, like, they had absolutely, literally talking animals. That's what they were.
What's interesting here, he had no qualms about killing people, but still he wanted to bench.
Yeah. It could be that he felt he was doing a mitzvah because he's like, you have to aim at the malchus and things like that. And it could be that they were taka married by malchus, I'm saying. I mean, to make a state, we live in a democratic society, so free speech and things like that, and this and that. I mean, it's not, it's a shame when Mashiach comes and you don't like something that he does, you're not allowed to stage a protest, I'm saying. There's rules about these things. David and Shaul HaMelech was taken to task for not killing those who made a protest against him. We live in a democratic society, and that's what we're used to, but I'm saying the rulers used to have an iron fist, legally. So, well, I think, though, in this case, he was punished for, he did the wrong thing. They obviously did not cross any lines, but he probably talked himself into that. He didn't do an Avera. That's my point. So, man, Yohevlan Gavad the Mavarachlan, who's going to give me somebody who can give us somebody to bench for us? Amrlei, she said to him, Ishtabali, swear to me, to Ima Yasina Lach Gavad, that if I bring you somebody, to Loimitz Aristu, you'll not bother them. Lei, you'll not bother them. Ishtabali, he swore to her. Aisise Lishimon ben Shetach. She brought out Shimon ben Shetach, but she was hiding because it was her brother, Achva. Oise ben Didei Ledida. So, Rianai sat him up at the king's table, between the king and the queen. Amrlei, he said to him, Chazis, see here now, Kama Yikra Avdina Lach. How much honor I am giving you. Amalei, so Shimon ben Shetach, with the backbone, said, Lav atka maikrisli, you are not giving me any honor. Ela oraisihi demaikrili, it is the Torah that's giving me the honor. Because if it wasn't for the Torah that's in me, you would not be giving me any honor. So it's really the Torah that's giving me this honor. Dechsiv salsala utaremimcha techabedcha. As it says, it will lift you up, techabedcha, and will honor you. Ki techabekena, when you embrace it. Amar la kachaziz. So Yanai Melech told his wife, see here now, Deloy Mekabel Morus, he's not accepting our authority. So again, he held that they were not accepting his authority. That was his excuse to himself to kill out all the Rabbanim. Yeah, he was wrong, but he didn't think he was wrong. Yahavu, like most people, Yahavu Lai Kis Kosele Baruche. So they gave him a kais of wine and said, bench for us. So again, with the backbone, Amar, Heichi Avrach, what am I supposed to say? Baruch She'ochel Yanai Vechaveirov, blessed is Hashem that gave Yanai and his friends some food, Mishaloi. I can't say she'ochal nu because I didn't eat. So I'll say baruch she'ochal yanai v'chaver of mishaloi. So he didn't do that. So shase. So he drank that cup by himself without benching. Shase lehu kasa. And so yahav le kasa achina. So then they gave him another cup. And now he says, okay, now I can bench. Ubaruch, and he benched for them.
Why did he need two cups?
No, because the first one he wanted to eat. He wanted to be part of the meal. And once he was part of the meal, then he could say she'ochal nu.
So what was the purpose of the second cup?
Now he's going to bench with them.
Oh, the cup was for benching.
The first cup was to bench. They gave him a kais and they said, okay, make bench. He's like, what do you want me to say? Baruch she'achal nu mishaloi? I didn't eat anything. I've been hiding for the last couple of years. 4 days. So he said, no, say baruch she'achal nu. So he drank the first cup. Now he's part of the meal. Now he can say baruch she'achal nu. The point of the Gemara is that you could join up with a meal with just wine and two people. I don't know if there's anybody else there. It could be there was nobody else there, and you're allowed to be yotze if you don't know how to bench. Amar Rabbi Abba, Breid Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Shimon ben Shetach, Da'ovid L'Garmehu Da'ovid. Shimon ben Shetach, that joined up with just wine, he did it by himself. In other words, It was his own psak, and nobody's masking to him. The Acham Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Yechanan La'olam Einem Moitzi Es Rabbim Midei Chavasan Ad Sheyechol Kizay Es Dagan, because this is what they say, that you're not allowed to be moitzi other people unless you personally ate bread.
It was also an Inyan of
Kizay Es Grains. Yeah, but he was protected by the promise.
He wouldn't have done the will of Yanai, he would have been killed.
No, so he was protected by the promise. That's why he had such a backbone. He obviously was told that Yanai can't hurt him because he swore to his wife. Yeah, if Hashem says something, that's something. But if one's wife says something, there, that he's not going to violate. Meisvei, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Allah v'heisavim ahem. Meisvei, questions come out. Really, you need to eat kezayis dagon? But didn't we just learn that you're allowed to join up even with Allah v'heisavim ahem? If a person goes up and he sits with people, he leans with people, he eats with them. I feel like tabli malam ela b'tzir, even if he only dipped a little thing in tzir, into fish brine, v'lei ochalimam ela k'roi grois achas, or he only had one fig, mitztarif, he's able to join up. And the Gemara says, yes, joining up, he could take a join up. It's tarufe mitztarif. Avalo haitis ravim, but if he wants to be mighty other people and say the benching himself, and then you need to eat Achiyachel Kazai's Dagan. Then he actually needs to eat the Kazai's Dagan. And Itmar Nami was stated like this also. Amar of Chana bar Yehuda Mishmei de Rava Afilu Loi Tchaval Imahem Ela Bitsir Veloi Ochel Imahem Ela Gregoris Achas is Mitztarif. You're able to join up with just eating a little bit. However, Ulohitzis Rabbah, if you want to be the one to bench, Idei Chavasim, Einem Moitz Achiyachel Kazai's Dagan, you cannot do that unless you eat at least the Kazai's of grains. Amar Rabbi Chana bar Yehuda Mishmei de Rava Hilchasa, the halach is Ochel Alei Yerek, if they eat even a vegetable, a leaf of green, like cabbage, v'shas a kos shel yayin, and he drinks a kos of wine, mitztaref. L'hoitzi, eni moitzi ad sheyechol kazayis dagan, and that's taka the halacha.
Now, that's only in reference to a minyan, but in reference to a zimun?
We pass, you need three, yeah. Three daganers. Although it's possible that this Gemara is talking about three, and we don't paskin like it, that's also possible. Let's see where this is going. A is going. No, this Gemara is talking about 10. That's the way at least the Shulchan, at least the way the Ein Mishpat learns it. Okay. Amar of Nachman. The Gemara now brings several sources for the brachas for benching, of where we know that you have to bench all the different brachas. Moshe tikin li Yisrael birkas hazan. Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin for Klal Yisrael the bracha of hazan es ha'ilam. B'shah sheyered lahem man. At the time that man came down to Klal Yisrael. Then, so Klal Yisrael benched hazan es ha'ilam. Yehoshua subsequently was masakin tikin lahem birkas ha'aretz. Was masakin noyde lecha and va'alakol. Kevan shenichlesu la'aretz once they got into Eretz Yisrael. And then David u'shleimai tikin ubayin Yerushalayim. David u'shleimai were masakin rachim. By David Tikin es Al Yisrael Amecha v'Al Yerushalayim Yirecha, and Veshleimu was Misakin Alabayis Hagadol Ba'Kodesh. Then the next brach of Ali Chasreinu Hatoyv Ametiv was Misakin in Yavne. It's totally Derabanan. It has nothing to do with benching. But Yavne Taknua Keneged Haruga Beitar, because Beitar was a huge city that was killed out, and miraculously they did not let anybody into the city of Beitar, and they said they just want the bodies to lie there. And there were dead bodies strewn all around, murdered bodies. And miraculously, for I believe it was years, they did not decompose at all. And when they finally were allowed back into the city, it was exactly as it had been left, miraculously, completely miraculously, and they were able to bury them. Damer of Masna, Oisa Hayem Shinitna Haruge Beitar Lekvura, that day that they were, that Beitar, the people from Beitar were allowed to be buried, Tiknu up Yavne, I tell you, the Maitre of the Mersakin in Yavne. Yavne was a place that the Sanhedrin stopped off, so they were there for a little bit. So while the Sanhedrin was in Yavne, this is about when the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash was happening. So they were Mesakin Hatoiv Shelo Hisrichu, thanking Hashem that the bodies didn't decompose. The Hamaitiv Shinitna Lekvura, and the Maitre that it was given for Kvura. This is an interesting point because overall the mindset they were killed. But nevertheless, you have to look at the silver lining in situations. And a unbelievable miracle happened at this thing. So they still thank Atev HaMetev. Until today, we're still thanking Atev HaMetev on that miracle. Very
Can
interesting.
Can I deduce from this tomorrow that Midor Raisa, in reference to benching, would be the same thing as davening? You can say anything you want. The actual Nusach is only the Rabbana?
Yeah. For sure. Correct. So far, we don't even know that. As of now,
well,
the
right
Gemara...
It's the Moshe... And
yeah, no, so it's not even Deraisa. Right. As of this point, it was Moshe Rabbeinu being thanking for the man, Yeshua, thank you for Eretz Yisrael. David, thank you for... It doesn't say anything about the Araisa yet. As of this Gemara, it's not the Araisa.
No, the Pasuk says...
Well, the Gemara is going to say...
You can do any Lashon you want.
Yeah, so not Araisa. Only... but for any Lashon you want, but you could just say thank you, Hashem. There's no three brachas, there's nothing, right. As of this point. Right. It was a special bracha for the man, a special bracha for Eretz Yisrael, and a special bracha for Yerushalayim, as of now. We're soon going to see that, no, all three brachas are the Araisa. But as of this point, the chalt v'savata u'beirachta is just thanks Hashem. Great food. That's all you need to do. But Tan Rabbanan, however, the Gemara is going to bring a different raisa that actually it's all the raisa. Say the bracha, but even then the nusach is the Rabbanan. Even then the nusach is going to be the Rabbanan. Tan Rabbanan, say the bracha is Birkas Hazan. Kach hi. So it is so. Bracha Rishayna, Birkas Hazan. Birkas Hazan is the bracha Rishayna. Shnia, Birkas Haaretz. Alakol, sorry, no ducha. Shlishis is Bani Yerushalayim. Revius is Ataiva Metiv. But Shabbos, Maslo ben Achama, you start with Rachim Na, and the Messiah ben Achama, and you finish with. Why is that called Nechama? I'm not sure. You finish with Nechama, and. Okay, fine. Very good. And you say Ritzay in the middle of that bracha, of Rachim, which is what we do. Rabbi Eliezer, if you want to say it during Rachim, no, you're allowed to. You want to say it during Birkas Haaretz, you want to say it during Nodalacha, you're allowed to do that also. And with bracha, if you want to say it during Aliyah Hasreinu, also, you're also allowed to say it over there. No, you're only allowed to say it exactly where we were kaveit, which is the way we do it now, which is during Rachim. Chachamim Hainu Tanakama says the Gemara, what's the difference between opinion number 3 and opinion number 1? They're both saying it, do it over there. And the Gemara says, b'di'eved, if you did it during somewhere else. According to the first opinion, you're yoytze. According to the third opinion, you're not yoytze if you said it somewhere else, and you have to bench again. And indeed, that is, I believe, how we pass it. Tan Rabbanan. How do we know the Birkas HaMazon is D'Araisa? That bracha refers to the Zubikas HaZon. Now, this bracha is now a new bracha. Up to now, we didn't know this. Up to now, again, all we had to do was say, thank you, Hashem, and you are Yaitu Uberachta. Now, from this, and then Moshe Rabbeinu came along and says, no, I want you to say HaZon for the man. And then Yeshua came along and says, and say another one. And David came along and said another one. Now we're seeing that, no, they were all, of course, you see, up until, according to the first bracha, during the times of the Midbar, they only said Hazan. They didn't say anything else. Now, we see that, this, according to the second Braisa, it sounds like, no, they were all three were D'Araisa. This refers to the Birkas Hazan. Es Hashem Elokecha, Zubirkas Hazimun. This is the bracha of the Zimun beforehand. Al Ha'aretz, Zubirkas Ha'aretz. It says in the pasuk, if we read the pasuk on the side, that is the pasuk. It's the pasuk in Devarim in Yeschana there. So you're making a bracha. The words al ha'aretz refers to Zubirkas Haaretz. So it could be that Yeshua was misaken the nusach, but already during the times of the Midbar, right after Har Sinai, they were already saying all three brachas. Hatayva Zubayni Yerushalayim.
Yeah, that's
a lechayra. V'chein hu aimer har hatayv hazev halavanin. Asher nosan lecha zu hatayv zu. I'm sorry. Har hatayv hazev halavanin. Asher nosan lach. The last words in the pasuk are asher nosan lach. That refers to the fourth bracha zu hatayv hametiv. So according to this brisa, hatayv hametiv is actually part of benching. Is the brisa and it's actually part of benching. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, very good. Okay. Ainli ella la'acharav. I only know that you have to make a bracha after benching, after food. The fun of me, how do you know that you have to make a bracha hamoitzi before benching, before eating? Armit kavachomer, like we had in the beginning of the sixth parak, kishahu sava mevarech. If you have to make a bracha when you are full, then kishahu ra'av, when you are hungry, and more appreciative of the food in front of you, because you really want it. Lekol shekin, certainly you should have to make a bracha. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, ain't it tzarech. You do not need The yeah, you do not no Einitzarich no Einitzarich means you don't need these the you do not need to learn the psukim like this. Rather, ve'ochalta v'savata v'erachta zu birkas hazon. This refers to the bracha of hazon. Aval birkas hazimon. You don't need to come out the words in this pasuk to cite birkas hazimon. Birkas hazimon we already had in the beginning of the sixth parak. Migadlu Hashem iti nafka. We already learned that from somewhere else. Al ha'aretz, I agree to you though. Zubirkas ha'aretz. Ha'toiva, I agree to you. Zubayni Yerushalayim. V'chein hu amir, ha'har ha'toiva ha'zev ha'halvanan. Ha'toiva ha'metiv, and I disagree with ha'toiva ha'metiv. Ha'toiva ha'metiv was not the Arisa. Ha'toiva ha'metiv is Zubayavna taknua. They were mistaken it in Yavna because of Arigei Beitar. Ein li elu la'acharav, l'fun of minayin. And how do you know la'acharav? How do you know to make a bracha beforehand? Don't say it's a kal v'chaymer. Ella, it's from Asher Nosan Lach, it's from the last words in the pasuk. Mishen Nosan Lach, as soon as he gives it to you. Rav Yitzchak says a third opinion. Amar Einitzarich, you don't need to come from there. Harehu Amar, I have a different pasuk. It says, "Uberach es lachmecha ve'es meimecha." It says, "And you'll make a bracha on the bread and the water." Al tikur uberach, don't say uberach, and he will bless it. El ubarach, you will make a bracha. Ve'emasai karu yolechem. When is it called bread? Before you eat it. Kedem sheichlin, because after you eat it, it's not called bread anymore. Rabbi Nosson Amar Einitzarich. I'm not sure. See, a lot of times when we have a psukim, two from different people, the Gemara will then ping pong back and forth. So, what do you do with that pasuk? What do you do with this pasuk? The Gemara doesn't do that over here. The first one we know, the first couple we know, because he said, the last words are either coming for bracha rishayin or coming for hatayva metiv. But these other psukim, these other pasukim are not saying where they were, what they're doing with the other person's pasuk. But sometimes the Gemara does it, sometimes it doesn't. Rav Nosson Amar Einei Tzarech. You don't need it. Also, the Lashon of Einei Tzarech is a bit interesting. Usually you don't have you don't need to learn from there. Einei Tzarech, you don't need that. Harehu Omer Kiboyachem Heir Kaintim Se'eno Esoy Beterem Ya'ale HaBamasa Le'echal Ki Lo Yo'echal Ha'am Ad Boyu Ki Hu Yivarech HaZevach Achrei Kain. This is Shaul HaMelech. I don't have the... was trying to find somebody. And he stopped a woman in the street. And he asked her where this city is or where this person is, and she gave him a whole long-winded response. Because the Am doesn't eat before he comes. Because he's going to make a bracha. So what we see from there is that they made a bracha before they ate. So the Gemara says, what's this long speech for? Just tell me, north, south, east, or west. Thank you, ma'am. You don't have to go ahead and have this long speech. The Gemara says, Lafisha Anashim Dabrani, saying that's the way women are. You ask them a question and you hear a whole speech. Ushmul Amar Kideli Histakal Biyofia Shel Shaul. Shmuel says, actually, the reason why she was so long-winded was because she wanted to detain Shaul so that she would be able to look at his features because he was so handsome. Tachsiv, as it states in the Pasuk, Mishichmoy Uma'ala Gavoya Mikol Ha'am. He was higher, he was taller than everybody else. Ma'ala Gavoya, that he was taller than everybody else. So apparently, Shaul was a very handsome person, so she was babbling just to get him to detain him. Meanwhile, he's like, what'd you say? Just north, south, east, or west, where am I going? So it was just a plan for her to be able to talk to him longer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lefi She'ein Malchus Nagas B'Chaverta Afilu K'Malei Nima. As a third pshat, why she was going on such a long-winded response. Because Hashem caused her to do that, so that, because apparently this was the end of Shaul's Melech as authority, so that she should, because it was not yet time, down to the second, for Shaul's Melucha to come to an end. Or maybe to start. It's to start, yeah, because when you come to an end of the night, it's to start the Melucha. So it was not yet time for the Melucha to start. And therefore, he was being detained. Sometimes you're at a red light, another red light. And Hashem wants you down to the second. He has a car turn right in front of you. He has all these things happen just down to the second in order for, sometimes you're about to make a green light and then suddenly a car goes right in front of you in the lane and then it's going too slow. You know you're going to miss the light. Hashem did that on purpose, so you should miss the light. This is because he wants to detain you. You're supposed to come to your destination 30 and a half seconds later. So therefore, sometimes these things happen just to detain you. So we have three pshatim of why she went on such a long
What's interesting over here, that before Shaul there was no Malchus.
Correct.
So
yeah, but his Malchus comes at the beginning.
So they call the time that
Shmuel
was considered the leader.
Yeah.
Equivalent to being a
right, Noah. Exactly. That could, that's one pshat. It could be one pshat that he's taking over from Shmuel. A second pshat could be that his malucha, he was, it could be extended forward also. Hashem has his malucha. His malucha was exactly, you know, 20 years and 55 days, 7 seconds. So maybe he was he had to get those 7 seconds in. All right, we'll stop over here. Sometimes if you ask a lady for directions to the street and she talks for a long time, you could say, wow, I'm obviously very handsome. But,